Today is Daf Pei Vav. We're up to Daf Pei Hei on the bottom by the Mishnah. This Mishnah, again, has absolutely nothing to do with Yevamos. But it's about marriage. This Mishnah has three cases. There are three cases in this Mishnah. Case number one. Ready? Here we go. Bas Yisrael. A Bas Yisrael. That means her father is a Yisrael, so she's a Yisrael. And she's Mu'uretes L'Kohen. She's engaged to a Kohen. It's only Eirusin, no Nisuin. Or Mu'uberes Mikohen. Or she's got married, she has Eirusin, Nisuin. Now she's pregnant, Mazel Tov. She's expecting a baby. And then her husband died. The husband died. In either of these two cases, the husband died. Can she eat Truma? That's the question. Or,
well, she still go back to her father. Oh,
or one more case. One second. Or a third case, Shomeris Yavam Lekohen. There's a brother who's a Kohen. So in all these cases, or opposite case, V'chein, Bas Kohen, a Bas Kohen in the exact same three cases, Li Yisrael. Right now, at this point, Lo Sochal B'Truma. No Truma. Let's see what happens.
For all these cases.
So she's engaged, no Truma. She's pregnant and the Kohen and the husband dies, no Truma. She's waiting for Yibum, no Truma. Let's see what happens. The brother does Yibum, she's married to a Kohen again. Let's see what happens. The baby's born, then she has a child from a Kohen, she can eat. Let's see what happens. That's case number one. Case number two. Bas Yisrael, a Bas Yisrael is Mu'ureses L'Levi. A Bas Yisrael is engaged to a Levi. Right? Or Mu'uberes Milevi. Or she's pregnant from a Levi. Or Shomeres Yavam Lelevi. Or she's waiting for Yibam because her husband died. Her husband was a Levi. The husband's both also a Levi. V'chein, on the flip side, Bas Levi. A Bas Levi, Li Yisrael. Right? All these cases where the Bas Levi is married to a Yisrael. In all these cases, Lo Solcha B'Meiser. Nobody eats Meiser. Neither case can the woman eat Meiser. Why not? We're talking about Meiser Rishon, which is eaten by a Levi. So in this case, she's in limbo. Case number three. Bas Levi, Mu'ureses L'Kohen. You hear this one? A Bas Levi is engaged to a Kohen. Or Mu'uberes Mikohen. She's pregnant from a Kohen. Or Shomeres Yavam L'Kohen. She's a Shomeres Yavam to a Kohen. V'chein also, Bas Kohen L'Levi, or if a Bas Kohen's married to a Levi, in all these cases, Lo Sochal, Lo Truma, V'lo Meiser. Neither Truma or Meiser. And the Gemara says, why not Meiser? Because she's a Bas Levi.
Yeah.
Right? So we'll get to that. Okay? Now, the second case in the Mishnah was cases where it's usher to eat Meiser. Third case also was a case like that, but the second case is only about Meiser. Right? It was a girl, a Bas Yisrael, married to a Levi, they're engaged, or she's pregnant, her husband died, and so she can't eat Meiser. Why can't she eat Meiser? Why can't anyone eat Meiser? Now, if you eat Truma and you're a Zar, you do that amazing thing, Gemisim De Shemayim. That's pretty serious. If you eat a Peshogig, I didn't realize that was Truma, I had no clue. You have to pay back what you ate and plus pay a fifth. Right? What about Meiser? What if you're not a Levi and you eat Meiser? So this Mishnah seems to imply that there's something wrong with that. Meiser has a certain kind of Kedusha. Now, even if you hold this Mishnah that's certain Kedusha, there's no Misa if you eat it Bemated, and there's no Chomesh if you eat it Beshogeg, right? Just, it's an Isser. Who says that? So, the Dehei Zara, you're like a Zara. That's what must be. It must be that this woman, she's a Bas Yisrael. She's engaged to a Levi. So can she eat Truma yet? Can she eat Meiser now? No. Why? She's a Zara. Now, Vizara Milo Achla Meiser. What, a Zara can't eat Meiser? Who made up that rule? Where'd that come from? That a non-Levi can't eat Meiser. A Levi can eat Meiser. But how do you know a non-Levi can't eat Meiser? To such an extent that it's an Avera?
If a Levi maybe offers a Yisrael Meiser, maybe she could eat it.
Exactly. Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel Hamani Reb Meir, it's the opinion of Reb Meir, famous sheet of Reb Meir in Shas, Dama who says, Maisa Rishon Aser Lazarim. Maisa Rishon is Aser to be eaten by a non-Levi. Therefore, this woman is not a Levi. Yeah, she's engaged to a Levi, all these things. She's not a Levi. Now, if she's married to a Levi, she can eat Shuma as a wife of a Levi. But here she's not married yet. Ditanya, because we learned in a Brisa, it says like this, Truma la Kohen, Truma can be eaten by a Kohen, Umaiserishon lelevi, Maiserishon can be eaten by a Levi, Divrei Reb Meir. That's the opinion of Reb Meir. Rashi points out that, how does that show you that a non-Levi can't? Because it's comparing to Truma la Kohen. And we know that means only Truma to a Kohen. So when it says Maisa Levi, it means only Maisa to a Levi. Divrei Reb Meir. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah.
That's a Durabana already, isn't it?
No, we're going to see he holds it to Doraisa.
He holds it to Doraisa.
Yeah. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Matiro le Kohen. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah matirs a Kohen from eating Maisa. He allows a Kohen to eat Maisa. Right, and then Rashi also says, by the fact that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says matir, it's mutter, it implies that according to Meir, it's usser. Right? Tosfos points out that he doesn't think this is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Meir live nowhere in the same time period. So it's a funny thing, huh? Yeah, so it's a funny thing that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah are having a machlokas together. What? No, they don't. They changed it to say Rabbi Elazar. Right, second Tosfos. Lograsin of Ben Azariah. The Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah called him Tuva Lirab Meir. He was a lot before Meir. Ulakav and Bebraisa, there would be Akiva guards Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah died by Pelukte. Yeah, later we're going to have Rabbi Akiva. That makes sense to have Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah argue with each other, but not Rabbi Meir. Okay, anyway. Matiro, he says his mutter, Michlal de Ikaman to Asr. Someone holds it's Asr. Ela'ema. Rather, what he means is, no snow, by the way, nobody holds, even Reb Meir holds that a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, Meiser. Everyone holds that. Why? Because a Kohen is really a Levi. Every Kohen is also a Levi. So no one holds that. So what he means, what he meant to say is, L-A-M, what he meant to say was, no snow, Afla Kohen, even a Kohen can have Meiser. It's not an Isser, even a Kohen.
You give it initially to a Kohen?
Yes.
You don't have to give it to a Levi.
Correct. And on number base, we're going to say they made a gzira not to give Levi a Meiser. Because they were angry at them. And what do you do with it? Give it to a Kohen. My time under a mayor. What's the mayor's reason? That what? That you're not allowed to eat Meiser if you're not a Levi? Amar v'acha b'rei d'rava m'shmei d'gemar. It's a tradition. It says, Kies Meiser b'nei Yisrael es yorimu l'Hashem truma. It calls Meiser truma. Ma truma asur lazarim af maiserishon asur lazarim. It's a drasha. He learns it out of a pasuk. E ma truma chayavla of misa of a chomesh. I but truma yichay of misa and a chomesh. Misa on b'shogig. Misa b'mezid. Chomesh b'shogig. Af maiser chayavla of misa of a chomesh. So too maiser should be the same story. Amal lakra umesu bo. No, only for that. Only for what? Only for truma yichal luhu. Only for truma. Right. For Yosef Chamishi, so a love. You have to pay a fifth, a love on it. Bo, Veloba Meiser. A love, Veloba Meiser. Okay? Virabonon. What's Rabonon? Gesundheit. The Rabonon means Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Ritva says, we call him the Rabonon because we all like him. So we call him, he's like, he's the majority, he's the rabbis. Right? Virabonon, what does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah do with this pasuk? He says like this, Ma Truma Toveleth, just like Truma is Tevel, right? Right? Ma Truma, wait a second, yeah. Ma Truma Toveleth, just like, there's such a thing as Tevel. What's Tevel? Before you take off Trumas and Maiseres, it's called Tevel. Af Maiserishon, Nami Tovel. There's also Tevel for Maiserishon. Why? Because when you give Maiserishon to a Levi, he has to give Truma from that. So there's Tevel even in Maiserishon. Okay? One second. Right. What? One second. Uki Tanya. Rabbi Yossi Omar. No. That's okay, I will read it. Ukitanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yachal lo yehi chayev el al tevel shel hu medical ikar. I would think that tevel, you only chayev if you eat, by the way, if you eat tevel, you chayev also meets him with the shemayim. I would think you only chayev if you didn't give off anything. You didn't give off anything. You didn't give off truma, you didn't give off meiser. Hu rabbi medu truma gedola. What if you took off truma gedola? Velo hu rabbi medu meiser rishon. And you didn't take off meiser rishon. Or meiser rishon. Velo meiser sheni. Vafilu meiser oni. Minayin. How do you know in all these cases that you chayev because of tevel? Talmud lomar, lo suchal lechal bisharecha. Don't eat it in your gate. Ulahalan hu omer, viachlu bisharecha visaveyu. Right? Ma sharecha omer lahalan meiser oni, av sharecha omer kan meiser oni, vam rachmona lo suchal. And the Torah says, don't eat it. So what do you see? It's all one big iser. Why is tevel aser? So Rashi here says something which is quite difficult. Rashi says, in the Rashi of it's a little up where we are, it says, Mach.
You may forget.
What?
You may forget.
Ah, that's what Rashi really says. Machuma toveleth. So Rashi says, calls man, shol hufrisha, as long as you don't take off truma. Chayavin misa al achilasa shol tevel. Yichayav misa, misa ksiv bay.
Why?
Because there's truma in the tevel, and if you eat that, you're eating truma, right? So ask Tosa, so what if a kohen eats tevel?
Still gotta be
why? It's truma. He's allowed to eat it.
It's not mafresh.
So he's allowed to eat that too. What? Yeah. So Tosa says it can't be the reason. The reason is there's a kasuv. Torah said that's all until it's mafresh, right? Interesting machlokas here. What are they arguing about? Right? Anyway, so as it turns out over here, now we have two sources. We have two sources here that Truma and Meiser are similar. One was Reb Meir's pasuk, right? Ki es meiser bnei Yisrael shiyumel Hashem truma, ma truma asel lazar af meiser rishon asel lazar. Then we had Reb Yossi's pasuk, where he compared everything to tevel. Why do we need two makaros? So the Gemara says, v'ime hasam. If I only would have had one makar, havamina, I would have thought lalav. That's only regarding a lav. I would have thought you only get a lav. Avol misa lo, but not misa. Kamash malan, you even get misa. Meaning what? What do you mean to get misa? That if you don't take off truma properly, right? I'm sorry. If you don't take off misa properly, you also get misa for that. It's also misa tevel. Okay. Lishna achrina, another version, it's almost the same thing. Misa rishon de tavil, midrabiosi nafka. Meiser Rishon, how do you know Meiser Rishon is a din of Tevel? From Reb Yossi. So, if it would only have been from the top Gemara, what we said on the top, from Reb Meir, Havamina, I would have thought Lolav. That if you don't take off Meiser, if you eat Meiser without Tevel, if you eat Tevel of Meiser Rishon, you only get a Lav. Aval Misa Lo, Kamash Malan, even Misa also. So, Mayu Kimta, what's the bottom line? Kir Reb Meir. We said our Mishnah goes like Reb Meir. That's the bottom line. Case number two in the Mishnah was a woman married to a Levi. She can't eat Meiser. Well, she's only engaged. She can't eat Meiser. That's what we said. Why? Because this Mishnah goes like Reb Meir. That what? And I'll eat Meiser. Ema Seifa. What about the third case? The third case was like this. A Bas Levi. Mureses Lekoein. Engaged to a Kohen, Ubas Kohen Lelevi, or Bas Kohen engaged to a Levi, Lo Tocha, Lo Truma, Lo Meiser. She can't eat both. Now, 1 second. Hacha, my Zaris Ika. What's the Zaris here? She's a Levi. So why can't she eat either one? Right? What's going on here?
Why can't she eat the Meiser?
Why can't she eat the Meiser? And if she's a Bas Kohen, why can't she eat Truma? Mamonavshach, she can eat Truma. If she's married, she's her husband's a Kohen. And if she's not married, she herself is a Kohen.
Truma is not a Shaila. It's the the Meiser that bothers.
Exactly, exactly. The question on the Meiser. So Amar of Sheshes, it can't mean she can't eat it. Because she can.
Truma for sure.
So what does it mean she can't eat it? We're going to have three explanations, I think three. It doesn't mean eating. What does it mean? Other things she can't do. Like what? Like she can't take off Truma. She can't take off Meiser. Why? She's not really married yet. That's what it means. Doesn't mean eating it. Can't mean it. Why can't she eat Meiser? She's a Bas Levi. And she's married to a Levi, so she can't eat Meiser? What does that mean? So Amar of Sheshes, my Eina Ochelas Diktani, what does it mean when it says she can't eat it? It doesn't mean that. It means Eina Rishus, Eina Nosenes Rishus Litrom. She has no permission to take off Trumas and Meisers for her husband that aren't really married yet. Yeah, they're married. No one's suing. Right? Michlal, you see from here, Dinesua, that if they're fully...
Take off Meiser for her husband?
Not if they're not married. Not if they don't. Michlal, the Nesua, that if they're fully married, no Sanas Rishus, then she can. Going to in, yes, she can. Absolutely. Vatanya, and we learned, right? Vatanya, and we learned. Vachaltem oso, b'chol makom, you can eat it anywhere, atem you, ubeischem, limit al Nesua bas Yisrael. You see here that in the Suah Bas Yisrael, she no senes rishus litrom, that she has the right to take off trumas for her husband. Ata omer rishus litrom. You say it means only to take off trumas. O eino ella lechel. Maybe it just means to eat. She's allowed to eat it. Amarta no. Amarta truma chamura ocheles. Truma, which is more machmir, she's allowed to eat. So Meiser HaKal Lo Kolshken. I need a pasuk to tell me she's allowed to eat Meiser when they're married? It's obvious. Truma, she's allowed to eat. So Meiser, she's not allowed to eat. So what does it mean, eat? Can't mean eat. Ella, limit al nesua bas Yisrael, sheno senes, rishus, litro. She's given permission to take off Truma. It means here Meiser. That's obvious. What else does it mean? To eat? That's obvious. Of course she can eat Meiser. She can eat Truma. Right? That's one shita. That's one opinion. What does it mean? She can't eat at this stage? She can't take off Truma. A Meiser. Meiser, really. Meiser. She can't take off for her husband. Why? There's no Nesuin yet. That's one answer. Mar Bre Duravina Amar.
Even after
Nesuin,
she allowed. I don't think Amar said, but she allowed to take Meiser. It's not hers. It's her husband's. She allowed being
Mafia. On his behalf. On his behalf. She's not doing it for herself. On his behalf. What? What do you mean she did it for herself?
She decided she's hungry. She wants to eat
now. I think it's okay.
Why not?
That's right.
Because she doesn't be allowed to do it. It's not hers. She can't be mafish medicine through it. It's not hers.
When it comes to the cooking,
on vacation,
the husband says...
Exactly. He's on vacation.
He's on vacation. She's got to feed the family.
Exactly.
No eating today.
Exactly. Exactly. I think it's okay.
He didn't mafish.
Okay. Mar Drev Dravana Amar. Mar Bre Dravana says Lomar. Well, you know what this means? She'ein Cholkin La Meiser the base Hagranos. Some people that were really poor would go out to the granary and with their hand out, give the Meiser and the Truma to me. So this woman can't go there. This woman can't. That's what it means. It means she can't eat. She can't go there to go collect Trumas and Meisers.
On behalf of her
husband. Right? Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Honey, chalamandamar. Now, there are a few reasons. Now, generally, we don't let a woman do that. Why not? A few reasons. First of all, because of yichud. Let's say she's the only one there. He's the only one there. You know, they're alone. It's not so appropriate. That's one reason. The other reason was because maybe she got divorced and she's not married to a kohen anymore. How are we going to know? Nobody knows everything. So she's standing there with her hand out. It's a big avira. So we say we don't give them in the over there. Right, we don't give a woman in the granos, okay?
Unless she can prove she's married.
How's she going to prove all that? So it's too complicated. Then forget it. So that's only a problem if it's a yichud. If the problem is yichud, I understand why she can't go. Ela lamanda amar mishum gerusha, but you want to tell me the problem is maybe she got divorced? Gerusha bas levi milo achla b'meiser. So she got divorced, but she herself is a levi, so nothing changed. So what's the problem? Maybe the same thing by a Bas Kohen. A Bas Kohen is married to a Kohen. Right? Nah, so why can't she go? They got divorced? She's still a bas kohen. No matter what, she can eat truma. The answer doesn't have the reason. El gzeira mishum gerusha bas Yisrael. No, the gzeira is that the wife was a bas Yisrael. So as long as she's married to her husband, the kohen, she can eat truma. And her husband threw her out. Now, what is she going to do? The first place she runs is to the gruelos to get some supper. Right? Oh, that's a gzeira. So we don't give any woman ought to, maybe it's a bas Yisrael. Right? So the ihachi my iryum ureses. Then why does it say that she was engaged? Afilu nesu anami. Then even if she's married, also it's a problem. Ureses, you're right. I did the tani ratio ureses tani nami seifu ureses. Because in the ratio we talked about engaged, from the seifu we talked about engaged, and echanami even if she's married. Good.
You don't give a kuri to the woman.
Exactly. Not there. Not there. If it comes to the house, I'd love to give you all my truma, and she's in the house, so you can assume what she's doing in that house. They're married. Okay? Now, another brisa, which is the same top, it's the same brisa that we started off with different people. Tanya, Tanya Rabbanan, Truma LeKohen, a Truma goes to a Kohen, Maisa Rishon LeLevi, Divre Rebbe Akiva. Right? Truma LeKohen, Maisa Rishon LeLevi, Divre Rebbe Akiva. Tosfa says that's the same thing as a mayor. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, now Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, arguing Rabbi Akiva makes perfect sense. He says, Lekohen, Lekohen, it goes to the Kohen. What, Lekohen v'lo Levi? No, Ema af Lekohen, even to the Kohen. My time with Rabbi Akiva, what's Rabbi Akiva's reason? The Chsiv, it says, Ve'el ha-Levi'im tedaber v'amarta aleihem. To the Levi'im talk. B'Levi'im kavishtoi kra. The Pasuk is talking about Levi'im. Only Levi'im, not Kahanim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no Kahanim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Ki Yerushua ben Levi. He also Ki Yerushua ben Levi. Dabar Yerushua ben Levi, Besim v'arba makomos, there are 24 places in Tanakh, Nikru Kahanim Levi'im, where Kahanim are called Levi'im. V'zeh echad mehem. You want me to tell you one of them? I'll tell you one of them. It says, V'akahanim ha-Levi'im b'nei tzadok. Kahanim and Levi'im, the sons of Tzadok. Now Tzadok was
not and.
Kahanim and Kahanim Halavim. Our Levi'im b'nei Tzadok.
Yes.
Right? The children of Tzadok.
Right.
And what was Tzadok? He was a Kohen. So the Levi'im are called Kahanim. And by the way, okay, fine.
No, the Kahanim are called Levi'im.
The Kahanim are called Levi'im, right. Which makes sense because they come from the Shevet of Levi. Rabbi Akiva, what's his issue? What does he say about that pasuk? Hacha lo matzis amarta. He doesn't want to agree with that din. Dichsiv, because it says va'achaltem oso b'chol makom. Maisa rishon can be eaten anywhere. How about a cemetery? The answer is yes. Can a kohen eat maisa rishon in a cemetery? No. Now I'll go to a cemetery. So there are not, it can't be Machal Machal Macho. Yes? Mi Shiachal Echal Machal Macho. Who can eat Maisa Rishon? Somebody who can eat it anywhere. Yatza Kohen, excluded as a Kohen, She'ain Yachal Echal Besak Faros. He can't eat it in a cemetery. He can't eat it everywhere. Everyone asks, first of all, what if he's already Tame? What if he's already tummy? Maybe he's not. Why? Why not? Maisa Rishon?
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. But what about if he's already tummy? Or what about if he goes into a cemetery in a wagon? That, right? And there's a break of a tefach. Whatever. Doesn't become tummy in there. Why can't he go in there?
Okay.
There's ways around this issue. The tough one here, right?
Yeah, so then it's like he's not in the cemetery, so you see... Not
what do you mean? He's in the going into the cemetery, beat those big gates in the front. He works, goes right in a wagon. He's allowed to sit there all day long.
Like, for example, today they have the passageways. You're allowed to go. Okay, so with the cemetery...
They do?
Of course. They have passageways.
Right.
Because...
How do I go? because overhanging trees.
Right, that's why they bury them in the corner, in the edges.
Right.
So that they can go and
stand
there.
So they can stand outside.
Stand outside.
So they can stand outside, not just go inside.
Stand outside, you look in.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think they go into a cemetery.
No, they don't.
I don't know. Maybe in Israel it's different, I don't know.
In Israel, they have the passageways, the walkways.
Right.
Special walkways. It's a street.
Yeah, I don't know that in America.
Yes, we do. We have it in
the outside.
I'm going
to have a look because you drive into it before because
you're
the outside of it. They're in a path.
It's a street.
It's off the road.
It's a public street.
That's in the cemetery.
Our family plot is right on the road. It's the area of Kahanim.
Yeah?
Yes. I bought special things. No, that's...
Why, you want to be in the Kahanim?
No, it's a whole story.
Okay. The inn?
It's right, whatever you can get.
Okay. We're in...
all the help.
It's interesting. Yeah. Maybe over there they did it.
It's on the road.
It's cemeteries, the only place everyone's together.
Right, exactly. Everyone's on top of each other.
Exactly.
So the coin couldn't go in the old days because everyone's on top of each other. There's no path.
No.
Right? Everything was a big balagan. So a coin couldn't go there. So it's not a whole makom. Okay. Correct. Ve'edach, what does Elizabeth Azari say about Bechol Makom? It doesn't mean that. It means Kol Hecha Deboi Delo Boi Choma. You don't need a wall. Like Ma'at Hasheni. For Ma'at Hasheni, you need a wall. You need a Rishalai, you need a wall. Ve'achol Ebet Tumas Aguf Lo Laki. And if you eat it when you're Tamei, you don't get Malkus for that. Now, Hahi Ginza, I'm not sure about this story. Hahi Ginza, there was a garden. Davi Shakal Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Ma'aser Rishon Minei. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was giving Ma'aser Rishon. He was a kohen, and he was taking off Ma'aser Rishon and giving it to himself.
What? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was not a kohen.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
In brachas it says. In brachas he said.
The reason why they gave it to him is because he came from the he had the yichus from the family.
In brachas it says he was a 10th generation, a direct descendant of Ezra, who was a kohen.
Right.
Yeah. That's what the Gemara says. Anyway, also Rabbi Akiva. Also Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva went ahadre lepitcha lebe kivri. Somehow he closed off the entrance to the garden, and the only way into the garden was through a cemetery, the other side. That's what Rabbi Akiva did. So Amar Akiva bitarmilo. Akiva came with his Shepherd's pouch, v'ani v'ana achai, and I'm alive. Okay, so what does that mean? So, I'm not sure what it means. The best pshat was that what Rabbi Akiva to say, you could say it like it was an insult. Who does Rabbi Akiva think he is? He's a shepherd boy. He's telling me how I have to behave. That's one way to look at it. Some Rishonim and Dachorim say that.
Why did he transfer the gate? I don't understand.
Because he was trying to show him that you shouldn't, since you're a kohen, you shouldn't be eating Ma'aser Rishon yourself.
So he transferred the gate so
to show, don't go in there. You're a Kohen. The only way
don't
you can
come to me for Ma'aser.
No, he was taking the Ma'aser for himself. Meaning he wasn't giving out Ma'aser.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't giving it to the Levium. He was eating it himself.
You know what I mean?
So Akiva locked the gate to show him the only way you can get in is go through a cemetery. In other words, Rabbi Azariah is not behaving correctly. So the Ben Yehuda reads it like this. Rabbi Akiva is a shepherd boy, and he still has more life than me. Rabbi Akiva with Tarmilo, if I'm not chai, I'm alive. I don't know what I'm talking about. Rabbi Akiva is 100% right. That's how the Ben Yehuda reads that line. That Rabbi Elizabeth Isaiah agreed that Rabbi Akiva was right. And even though he comes from a shepherd, nothing, he's still better than me. No?
You tell me that's a reverse. That's like a whole...
What? You just have to do the emphasis. Akiva b'tamil of hanach, hi. Akiva's a shepherd boy, and I think I'm alive. And I think I'm right. Now, which Rashi says that story leads into the following Gemara. Itmar, why'd they give a knas that the Levium shouldn't have Meiser? Now, without that story, this question makes this question is totally a non sequitur. What's it doing here? The answer is because we just explained that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Azariah had a machlokes, a very hidden machlokes, about whether or not a Kohen's allowed to eat Meiser. Why can't a Levi eat Meiser? Where'd that come from? So it came from the following story. That's actually machlokas. Pligi ba Rabbi Yochanan v'Tavia. Chada amar shalo ala b'yimei Ezra. One reason is because it didn't come up with Ezra. V'chada amar kadei shiyismuchu kahanim alav b'yimei tumasam. And another reason is that the kahanim will have something to eat when they are tamei. Okay?
What did they want? They wanted to punish the Levium.
What?
They wanted to punish the Levium, is that what you said?
No, the first answer is to punish the Levium.
Right.
The second answer is the Kahanim were more poor.
Oh, so they wouldn't...
They have nothing to eat. Give it to the Kahanim.
Give him Iser.
So the Ritva says, according to the Ritva, how could you do this?
When I give him two.
So what gives you the right to not do a mitzvah? Not doing a mitzvah, not giving it... If you tell me it's a knas, okay. So he said, the Ritva says, they have to be in Hefker, and they can tell you to spend your money however they want. Well, I mean, it makes sense to say that if they didn't come up to from Bavel, they gave him a knas. You stayed in Bavel, no more ma'aseh for you. If you want to tell me that the Kahanim, when they're talking, should have something to eat, Mishum Kahanim Kitsu Levim. So why are you canceling them? Make a tax on everybody. The Kahanim are poor. Support them. Why are you Bedafka picking the Levim? What did they do wrong? Right? The Kahanim have nothing to eat. When they're Tameh, they can't eat Chuma. So they have nothing to eat. They're very hungry. All right, so figure something out. Why are you bothering the Levim? Everybody holds the reason it was is because of Ezra. Because they didn't come up with Ezra. Everybody agrees to that reason. Therefore, we're picking them. We're making a knas on them. We're going to... Tosis asked that question. We'll get to it in a minute. Here's what they're arguing about. Mar Savar Kansal Aniyim. One says we made a knas for the Aniyim. Umar Savar Kahanim B'meit Tumasam Aniyim Ninu. In other words, is it a localized knas or is it a general knas? Bishlob, we'll read the parentheses. Bishlob, Laman da Amar Kansal Aniyim, Mishom Hachi Hadri Be Kiva, Lepeshe Lebe Kivri. If you say that they made a knas for the Aniyim, that's how Rabbi Akiva locked the gate. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a very rich man. So we did this for the Aniyim. What are you doing to take it for yourself? You're a rich man. Right? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a very wealthy person. Ela lamanda amar de Kahanim. But if you tell me that it was a knas for the Kahanim, that the Kahanim benefited, so that Amaya Hadri Lapiskal Bei Kivri, why did Rabbi Akiva lock the gate? To make him go through the cemetery? To show him he was wrong, he's not doing anything wrong. He's a Kohen, so why can't he take it, Elazar ben Azariah? Hachika Amale. Here's what Rabbi Akiva was hinting to Elazar ben Azariah. Idika Asis Betoras Kansa Islach. If you're coming as a Knas, then you have a right to take it. Ika Asis Betoras Chaluka Leslach. But if you're coming to take it as a Chaluk of Maaser Rishon, you have no right. Why don't you have any right? Why don't you have any right? Because you have no right to take Maaser Rishon in the Torah. Because I hold like Reb Meir. Well, he's before Reb Meir, but I hold from that Shita. Right? I hold from that Shita. Umanallah and the Lo Silku Bimei Ezra. How do you know they didn't come back with Ezra? How do you know that? The Chsif, it says, V'akabtem es hanar haba el ahava, V'nechye sham yamim shlosha, V'avina ba'am v'kahanim v'bnei Levi, lo matzasi sham. I didn't find anybody. I didn't find any Levi in there. Didn't find anybody. Amar of Chista, B'tchila, lohayu ma'amidim, Shotrim, element of Leviim. Originally, only the Leviim were Shotrim. Shenemar, like it says, V'shotrim ha'Leviim lifneichem. The Leviim were Shotrim. Achrov, now, ein ma'amidim Shotrim ele b'Yisrael. Shenemar, V'shotrim harabim b'roshechem. But it says, V'shenemar, V'shotrim harabim b'roshechem. That's not a pasuk anywhere. There's no pasuk that says those words. There's no pasuk that says that. If you notice, there's no like, you know, no, like letter. Right.
And
there's no pasuk like that. So I'm not sure what that is exactly. Anyway, on the bottom Tosos asked Yossi's question. He says, "What do you mean the Levim didn't come back with Ezra? Don't we know for the non bekidushin asari yichsin all over Bavel? Ten yichsin came. They got chashiv Levim, and the Levim were on the list, huh?" He doesn't give that answer. That's what I thought.
They probably didn't come the first. They weren't there early.
He gives a totally different answer. Vikra namiksiv. It says in Ezra, Vayakuba Rashi Avos Yehuda Ubinyamin Valavim. Alma, what do you see from here? Alu. Alma Alu. Pirish Rashi Basar. Oh, Alma Alu. You see they came up. So what kind of is it? Pirish Rashi Basari Yuchsin. The Osun Levim Sha'alu Emo. The Levim that did come. Hayu Kotitze Bahonos. They were the ones whose thumbs were cut off. Shenamar, like Kishamar Lehem Nevuchadnezzar, Shiru Lana Mishir Tzion. Right, when they Nevuchadnezzar told them, sing me a song of Zion. Amdu V'katazu B'Hanoseihen. They cut off their thumbs for Amru. Eich Nashir Es Shir at Tzion. How can we sing a song? We don't have any thumbs. We can't play an instrument. Lefi Shalom Matza Sham Ru'uyim L'Shir Amad V'Kansam. So Ezra said, this is who came, this is who comes. All the Balmums.
This is possibly
been left. This is who comes. All the Balmums who can't serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And all the good Levim stayed behind.
Right.
It's the same thing. It's a minority. It's a minority. But
no,
it's worse. But it's worse than a minority. It's worse than just a few. It's all the Balmums came. Oh, I'll come back. So Ezra's like, this is who comes. The good ones stayed behind. So he made a knas. It's as if they didn't come. Officially, they came. You can't say they didn't show up. They were represented, as they would say, right? They were represented. But it was a very poor showing, right? Even if you hold ikashir as bepeh, so the fact that they don't have thumbs, big deal. There's still an Indian of doing bekelim, still a mitzvah of bekelim. Ikashir is bepeh, it's still kelim. So for that, they gave him a knas.
Right, it's a good question.
It's a very good question.
2025, they weren't 10.
How many years later from the time the hands got cut off, thumbs got cut off, till Ezra?
Minimum 70.
For a long time.
So are they?
That's more than 70.
98.
They went into the old age home? They went into the old age home and they said, who wants to go on a trip?
Lots of crafts.
Right? And all these old timers missing thumbs got on the bus. It's a very difficult answer. The question's a lot better. The question's a very good question.
Yeah.
What do you mean he gave him a knas? They went up. Dasar Yuchsin.
Yeah.
Your Levi's on the list. You have an answer better than Tosas. Does he say anything else? Does he ask that question in the article? I don't know.
He mentions it over here.
What does he say?
It's a question.
Half of them are all impossible people. What does that mean? When we get to Kedusha, we'll do it.
It says chronologically creates difficulties.
Chronologically, it creates difficulties.
Of course it does. I'm glad to clear that up.
Yeah.
All right, so I think we'll stop here. All right?
Yeah.
And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
That was that. You could even do more to the sheet.